Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I don't agree with like spicy food for breakfast anyway. I think that's a bit weird.
No, mate, I'm funny about spicy food anyway. I'm a coward.
Like, yeah.
One of my things, like I said, like I went through all your past episodes and I was like, that's done, that's done. I had a little short list.
We've not done spicy food, have we?
No. But I was going to do Nando's.
Oh,
I know that you love Nando's.
No, anymore. I don't anymore. I've gone off it a little bit.
Do you not?
Yeah, I don't eat it half as much now.
But see, even that for me, I'm a bit like.
Nah, I love spicy food, mate. But I'm for breakfast is a bit of a. Because I'm one of them, like, I always used to think, oh, you know, like, the Americans have, like, really sweet stuff, like, they'll have, like, maple syrup over the bacon.
Yeah, they have all that, don't they?
I used to think, oh, that's weird, but I love that now.
But that's just, like, a holiday breakfast, surely. You can't have that for breakfast every day.
No,
that's, like, a treat. Like, I'll do the kids, like, pancake. My two love pancakes. So I'll do pancakes and that for breakfast sometimes.
Yeah, you do your thick ones, though, don't you?
I do proper American ones, like not crepes.
Creppy things.
Not a crepe
like,
can't stand crepes.
What's that stuff that they have in America where it's like sweet potato and then they put, is it marshmallow on top of it?
Ooh.
I can't remember what it's called. I can't remember what they call it. But they call it, like, it's yams or something like
yams,
that.
Yams, is that what a yam type is? Of,
I think sweet potato, isn't it, their name for it? But
right.
Oh, just like, I can't imagine eating that.
But that, because you have that like, with like a roast dinner as well, don't they? So you've got your roast dinner, you've got your meat, your veg, your potatoes, and then they have to chuck
it. And your chocolate sauce.
Your chocolate sauce on the side, your yams with your marshmallows and all that.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I like it. Do you think Americans have that American breakfast every day? Like we have, like, full.
There's got to be some, haven't there? Statistically, there's got to be some. Like,
I have it every day when I'm in America.
Yeah, but then you're on holiday, aren't you? That's not your everyday life.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know, I mean, but then it's weird, isn't it? Because I would always go, oh, you can't have, like, sugary stuff for breakfast. Like, I'm not doing that. And then have a bowl of, like, Frosties, which is, in a sense, sugary stuff.
Yeah, but a bowl of Frosties and then having, like, a stack of pancakes, candied bacon, like, you know, thing after thing, like, a proper, like, a feast.
Right. And again, that's morning. Just, like, effort. We've just been talking before we started recording, haven't we, that, like...
Oh, you were recording now, by the way. I didn't know you
were
doing
that. Oh, we're on.
Watch your piece.
But we were saying, like, sometimes it's just effort. It's a pointless effort. But we were saying off camera that Andy makes his own gravy.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that sounds amazing. Well, and especially with you having kids.
It doesn't take much longer, though.
But especially with them having like... kids, I'm like, how is that? What's the point?
When I think if you're doing a roast, then yeah. But I won't be like, oh, it's 6 a.m, I better get that gravy on.
Yeah. I don't
want to sort
like,
it for later on. Like.
People I do slow that, cookers. Though. What's the point of cooking it slowly when you can just cook it quicker?
Because slow cookers are good if you're like, if you're not like us and you have like a normal job. Like when I've had normal jobs in the past.
Yeah, but even then.
You get up in the morning, you shove your beef in. You're like, right, I'm in the office.
And then what do you have for
8 hours? What do you mean?
I don't mind.
EP. But no, it's good for that, innit? Because you can go, right, I'll shove that in the morning.
Again, when I get what, are we from still work. On about food now?
I'm on about beef. I'll shove my beef in the morning. That'll cook over the day. And then you get home from work and your beef's done. You don't have to then cook it. So that's handy.
Yeah.
One of my mates used to do it when he came in.
So I don't give a fuck.
He'd come in after a night out steaming.
Yeah.
Put a load of stuff in, bacon, eggs, beans and all that, all in one thing. Wake up in the morning, hung over, and his breakfast ready.
But that like, again, that's effort. Or you just wake up in the morning and ring Bill's Cafe and just go, can you bring me a full English, please?
This podcast is not sponsored by Bill's Cafe.
I don't even think there is a bit of cafe called Bill's. Is there somewhere there will be some
someone's
guys
listening to this like, fucking yes.
Buzzing, yeah.
Them 10 people on
but
YouTube.
But again, it's just pointless effort when you can just... We were talking about sourdough bread and you went, do you make your own? And I went, no, because you just buy it.
But it's nice. It's nice to kind of, it's like getting back to nature, isn't it? It's getting back to like doing it proper.
That's so much bullshit.
Kneading your bread. You have to stick it in the fridge for a couple of hours. Then you have to get it out and you have to cook it.
Or you can just go to Tesco's and say, can I buy this please? And then it's ready.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste as good.
Do you not think with anything though, like, even like gardening, I find as I get older, I get obsessed with my garden.
Yeah.
Like weird things though that normally be like, why do you care? And there's a tree over the back, and I thought I'm having that. Like there's branches coming over, thought it's going this. There's pigeons crapping everywhere. And my missus was like, you shouldn't be doing that. And I'm scared of heights as well. Like probably terrified.
Was you climbing it?
No, mate. Started googling how do you cut bits of tree off like without going up there? And like there's all these, you know, people on YouTube. Oh, so you throw this thing up and. So I thought I'm having this, like on Amazon, 10 quid, get a little, like it's like a hand chainsaw and pulling it, my hands are a mess and all that. And my neighbour, I hope he doesn't see this because he won't be happy. Like,
he won't.
He's like, can I borrow it? So I was like, yeah, of course, just watch it. And I didn't want to be patronising, do you know what I mean? I was like, just be careful, mate, because as I was cutting them, you're like, oh, it's a twig that. And as it's coming, you're like, that's massive, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sure enough, like he's popped his head back. Oh, yeah, you can have it back. Like, how'd you get on? He busted his lip. Come down, levered him in the face, put an hole in his decking as well.
Oh, I was like, again, that's effort.
It is.
Get a man in to do it for you.
If it goes well, though, do you know what I mean? If it goes well, you stand back and you're like,
yeah.
It's all right, though.
It's that sense of accomplishment, isn't it? Like when I make my own bread or like we were saying there, like it's doing that and then going, oh, you know, like I was just saying again off podcast, like you can. I found out through doing that, like you can make your own beer from bread. So I was like, oh, I'm going to make my own beer now and... Oh yeah, that's and it tasted like shit. But when I drank it, I was proud of it. I was like, oh, I've created this. This was water a few days ago. It's and bread, and it's now
piss.
Alcohol.
It's now
vinegary alcohol.
Fizzy piss.
It does taste like fizzy vinegary piss. Yeah, pretty much.
You're telling yourself you're pissed when in actual fact you're dying.
Yeah. But you know, I'm saving £4.50.
I don't know whether it's just because I am lazy, I know that, but I just think sometimes, again with the grass, like I can't be asked to do it. Get a man in. I'm not a man. My wife tells me all the time that you're not a man. Like if she needs something hanging up on the wall, like when we was doing my little boy's bedroom, for instance, like I'd ring my best mate, Eve, and I'd go, oh, do you want tea tonight, mate? He'd go, shall I bring my drill? I'd go, yeah, I need a drill, mate. So I'd just cook for him, and then it'd be done.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Was that when you first moved in as well, though?
Since I bought the house till like now. Yesterday. Yeah.
Mate, when I first moved in, one of my mates, Clapham, he's like, used to be a spark and like plumber as well, Corgi registered, all that. And now he's in sales, but I'd be phoning like, do you want to just come round? I'd have him there till 2 a.m. because we've got the keys and we're moving in like a couple of days later. Sorry. And... he's coming around doing all sorts, you know, putting lights up and that.
Is he just a handyman?
But I'm a bit better now. I can do a light switch, do a light fitting, like a couple of bits here and
that's
there.
That's impressive.
And again, it makes you feel...
It is, though, but the other day I was putting up a coat rack, right? And if not, you know, a little stud finder to find your wires and your pipe. Didn't use one, did I?
Oh, no.
So I'm doing it, and next thing I've heard the kids, Dad! I was like, what's up? TV's gone off.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Oh, fuck. I did a wire, hadn't I?
So you look like
you had to get your mate in.
No, I just like unscrewed the screw and it came back on. So I just didn't say anything. And this time my missus is finding out now. So, do you know what I mean? We're going to get it in the neck
house
now.
Is on fire.
Well, no, it's all right. Do you know what I mean? No one's. I just had to reset it and it's come back on since I took the screw.
That's not
thought,
safe,
wow.
Mate.
I know, I need to look
record,
at that,
in a
bit more detail.
You know
need
what
to
do, don't you? Get a man in.
I know, and that is the answer, isn't it?
The thing is, though, is there is a good feeling in that kind of like feeling like the man. Like, I like that as like, kind of, you know, maybe, I don't know, chauvinist or whatever, but, like, when you do something like that and you go, yeah, I've done that, because I'm the same, I'm not handy at all. Like, my missus hates when I go, I'll do it. Because I'm, like, I'm getting to that point now where she's like, just get a decorator in, and I'm like, well, I've got a few days off, I'll do it. And she's like, but it'll take you double the time, it'll look twice as shit. Let's just, I'm like, no, I've learned. It's not like that bedroom. I did that bedroom years ago. I've learned since then. I've watched YouTube, all that stuff. But you know where I feel most like a man? Just doing a tip
when
run.
When you're ramming your beef.
No, doing a tip run when I'm ramming my beef in. Tip runs.
I enjoy tip
runs. Oh, mate, you feel like a bloke when you do a tip run, don't you? Shoving shit in, getting back in the car. You're like,
I enjoy
fruit. Showing that carpet.
I don't know, there's
boss.
Certain things that, like, I'm a bit of a stresshead anyway, but there's certain things that now I show up and I'm like, do you know you have the man like, as you drive in and he's like, do you know where you're going? You're like, yeah. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know if you're allowed to take half the stuff that's in it. And then I'm like, you know, slowly looking like, is it that one? Is it that one?
Yeah,
so I end up parking a mile away. I've got to walk back with it all. And then there's someone going, excuse me, mate, what's that?
Can't pull that in there, lad.
Just dead sweaty and stressed all the time, like.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things, like, sorry, there's a lot of things, like, do you know, as I get older, that where I feel like, I should know how to do this. And it's gone beyond the point where I can comfortably ask someone, so I've just got to blag it now. And if it doesn't work out, like, if I kill myself drilling into something, then it's going to be mega embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's just where we're at. I think it is our generation, that, as well.
I think so. Because, like, I mean, I remember probably the first year of high school, we had, like, it was in, like, design technology, and we had one, it'd be, like, 1 year of lessons on, like, wiring a plug and stuff like that. But then after that, they stopped it. Probably like when you came into school, like it went from the curriculum.
School,
well, yeah, that's why. But that like disappeared from the curriculum, and it's like, why, man? That's like that's a life skill. Everyone should leave school knowing how to wire a plug. You know, just simple little things. Not like do your whole house wiring because that's dangerous. But you know, if your fuse goes in your plug.
But do you not think that that would then encourage kids at home to try and experiment with electricals when the teachers aren't there? Like they'd get home after that lesson and go, well, I'm just going to try this and then blow himself
up. That's not a bad thing. Not obviously, it's safer. Like, I remember my cousin, who's a bit older, he's probably around your age, John, a couple of years older. And I remember, like, he used to just do shit like that. Like, I remember him just taking a landline phone apart once. And I was like, why are you doing that? And he was like, just want to take it apart and put it back together. And I was like, but why? And he's like, just see how it works. Like, some people are wired like that.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
creatives. We're probably not, excuse the pun, wired like that. But he was a bit more hands-on, and he, you know, and it blew my mind. I was like, but then that's how you learn, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like,
sometimes,
I remember my,
because
we call my, with stuff like that, any jobs in our house, whether it's building IKEA furniture or painting, whatever, it's my father-in-law who will come and help, because he is one of them, and he's a bloke.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to him, like, how do you know how to do, because he does all the wallpaper, and he's good at getting the pattern bang on and all that, but he knows all the tricks, because you're not supposed, you know, when you're wallpapering, you're not supposed to put the pattern bang on, because you're supposed to leave it a little bit, because when the paste dries, it kind of shrinks a tiny bit. And I was like, how do you know that? And he went, oh, me and my mates just used to, like, do it in his bedroom. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, yeah, like, he just had a wall in his bedroom, and, you know, when we were younger, we'd
so
just...
not out, like, smoking weed and...
That's
it, it's our generation,
isn't
it? Just out shagging and that. Like, wallpaper.
Produce some wallpaper on Friday, lads.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Get
yeah,
it.
Grow up, man.
But he's now got a life skill, and now he is...
Yeah, he's living on his own.
Yeah.
He's my man,
that
I call.
Well, I don't know. I think some men are just... And women, of course, but, like, some people will just... Like, I'll ring Eve and say, oh, can you come round and do this? And he'll go, yeah, I'll pop round later. And I'll go, have you done this before? He goes, nah.
And he just knows,
and he'll
like,
just know
he figures it out. Yeah.
I think it
yeah.
is that, innit? I think people are either, because in this something to do with, like, whether you use the right side or the left side of your brain, and I think the creative side is the
just
left side,
the
say.
Just having
like
the bollocks
the,
to do it, I think. I think that's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I think there is a spot, because, again, I had a little cousin who was, like, you know, from the age of, like, 9, he wanted tools. Christmas.
Mm.
He used to build, he got a rabbit and he built it like a little hutch and a run and all that when he was like 11 and all that shit. And now he's a plumber. Do you know what I mean? Since
yeah.
he was a kid, he's always been like, do you know what I mean? When I was a kid, I was, you know, my nana got me like a shitty little camera 1 year and I was doing shit like this. Do you know what I mean? Like that was my kind of thing. I wouldn't sit and build. I'd be like, nah, I want to do this. Or
yeah, I think there is a certain amount of, it's got to be in there, hasn't it?
It's
and
got to be in your genes, whether
you know,
it's in your genes or just in your...
Yeah, and like the bits I try now, I know, I'm coming away from them, like, it's all right, but... Do you know what I mean? It's not...
Yeah.
I couldn't do it professionally, I couldn't go to somebody's house and do it, I'd be getting sued left, right and centre.
Yeah.
Like. But I think even, like cars as well, do you know, like you first get a car and you're like, yeah, I'm going to change the oil myself, and change an air filter... And I was like, I'm not doing the oil filter. Not a chance.
I wouldn't have a clue what to do with that.
Yeah, see, with things like that, I'd be like, I'm not doing it because my family's going to be in this. Do you know what I mean? I'd be
yeah.
a bit like...
Yeah, exactly.
That bit like wiring
my...
your house up and stuff. And
yeah.
Like drilling holes in walls and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you'd have to be an idiot, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I mean.
You would have to be. That'd be all right.
That.
I took the screw out. It's fine. It works. Yeah.
Go to sleep, kids. It'd be fine. It'd be all right.
And
just sleep one eye open all night. I'd get stressed again. Just sweating profusely all the
sure
time.
Your
phone's
on charge and that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't have the patience for it as well because I'm the same. Like, I don't drive, but like... Every now and again, I go round. I'm gonna get a bike. I'm gonna get like a decent bike. I'm going to look after it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change the chain and all that stuff. And I end up using the bike for about 2 years. And I'm like, I need a new bike now because that one's fucked. Because I'm just not, I've not done any of that stuff. Like, I'm just not, I think you've just got to be hardwired. Like, we had a loft extension. And on the ladder thing that we've got in there, it says, like, oil yearly. And I see that every time I go up that in that loft. And that must be at least a few times a week. And I've never done the oil thing on it. And I see it every time. And I'm like, yeah, need to get some WD-40 for that. Need
just
to get
like when oil. You say that you're going to get a driving licence all the time.
Never going to do it. Yeah,
that's what you need to do. Stop fucking around with bikes. And get a car. Because I'm fed up with driving all the time.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway, off that subject. Obviously, you've listened to a couple of the episodes. So, you know, we get our guests to have an overrated subject every week. You said that you'd looked through a couple of ours and there was a couple on there that you thought you wanted to choose, but you didn't want to be the same. Do you want to tell us a couple of them?
Oh, mate, there was loads. Honestly, I was surprised at how many there was. Social media, Nando's, alcohol. Like, there was quite a few as I went through. Cats, kids.
Yeah, I'm with you, cats.
Just like most things in life, to be honest. But
just day to day.
Yeah, I said to you, didn't I? I just love moaning.
Yeah, but that's, I think everyone does, and I think that's why people like coming on, I think that's why people like listening to it, is because everyone loves a good rant, everyone loves a good moan, do you know what I mean? And we're getting that now, which is great. Like, a lot of guests are going, everything's been done, but it's like, it's fine even if you come on with the same subjects, because you'll have a different viewpoint on it and stuff like that. But yeah, man, like you say, I think moaning is just...
I love moaning.
Yeah.
It's a great British pastime, isn't it?
It is a great British pastime.
We do love it. And we don't do anything about it.
No.
You know, like in France, pension's going up, flip a cop car, set it on fire. We're not having it. Here, pension's going... Like, pension age is going up. We're all like, oh, that's not on, is it? We don't actually do anything. We just complain.
We just moan about it.
I'm not very happy with that.
A Facebook status.
Yeah.
That's as far as we're going. Yeah. Can't believe my gas is costing me 400 quid a month.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything about it, Stacey? No.
Yeah. Whinge about the government for 12 years. You go, vote? Well, no, I mean, fuck me. I'm not going to walk there. I'm out, 10 minutes.
Sit and moan about it. And then you go, did you vote? They go, no. Well, you haven't got an opinion then. You're not allowed
Britain's
to
got talent was on, man. Like, that's what it's about.
It is that fucking keep calm and carry on, innit? It's like, oh, I ate it, but if I just ate it for a couple more years, hopefully someone else will do
something. Yeah, people around you.
A man will come.
Yeah, I might get a man in.
Yeah, a man will come in and fix it, and I can just stay in a little bubble here eating a takeaway.
I don't know what it is about moaning, but it just it makes me feel better. And it must make everyone else around me feel worse.
Yeah, definitely.
But again, it's probably selfish, but I'm just like, if I moan about something, I can get in bed and go, I feel relieved of my stress now.
You've got the world to rights.
Mate, I honestly think, like, and that was another one that I was thinking about, stiff upper lip, you know, this whole, but I thought it's got potential that to go a bit serious. And
what do you mean?
Do
like,
you know, like people sort of not expressing how they feel?
Yeah.
Like moaning's one thing, right? But I think at the other end of the spectrum, you've got when there's something really going on and you're not talking about it.
Yeah.
And like my missus, now the age we're at, like she's big into, should we have a look at like how we can be better as people? You know, in our relationship be better? Like how can we be better parents? And it's all... It's good, it's really positive. And I think naturally, I just crave disappointment or something. Like, I think I'm just miserable inside. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love a proper, like, a good moan. So, like, when you got in touch about this, I was like, fuck's sake. Like, I felt like you've just got to let it out. Like, you've just got to relapse a bit and be as negative as you like. But I was like, it's free therapy. I'm essentially coming along and being like, these are all the things I don't like. Like, when it ends, I'm going to be like, can we carry on? Even though we shut off, can we just keep
playing? Some people have said that, though, haven't they? They've said, like, and I've said it about other podcasts that I've done, that sometimes it is like therapy, especially I did Craig Parkinson's Two Shot podcast years ago. And spoke about things publicly that I've not spoken about really to anybody.
Yeah.
Mm. And at the end of it, I was like, I genuinely felt better for it, for speaking about the things that I didn't think that people would care about. Do you know what I mean? So you sort of get that off your chest and your vent. And then by the end of it, you're like, oh, actually, you feel better for telling.
Dude, but hearing that as well. Like you said, some of Craig's, I've listened to them. And, you know, you're on the train or something. You get off the train feeling like you've just been through something. The one you guys did with Johnny Harris, I said before, like, oh my word, mate.
Yeah, it was a nice one.
It was good. Do you know what I mean?
It was like hate, what, fear, wasn't it?
Fear,
about not being afraid.
Yeah, you just went into that whole conversation about, because obviously we recorded that like the second week of like the COVID, it was lockdown thing. So everyone was terrified at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So he was sort of expressing, you know, we've got to love, we've got to look out for each other and all that. And it was, yeah.
And also as well, for Johnny to choose that subject was like, because of the characters that he plays, people are afraid of him. Like,
yeah, yeah, my wife is genuinely terrified of Johnny.
People have Johnny's told me that people have like crossed the street to avoid being near him sometimes, and it's like, that's a testament to you and the performances that you've given, because at the end of the day, if people believe you're like character, fucking job done.
Yeah,
but it was so interesting for him to choose that, because no one knows that, or not many people know that Johnny is genuinely one of the most gentle men you'll ever meet.
I accidentally glassed him once. Yeah, really? No, I accidentally glassed him like full out, like. And was so we were at a Channel 4 Christmas shindig.
Oh my god, it gets
and
worse.
We were all drunk. I was drunk, obviously, and whatnot. And I was dancing, and I had my drink in my hand. And I must have just gone like that, like lifted my hand up and potted him with a glass, and it smashed.
I was
going to
say, did it break?
He was fine, like he didn't cut him or anything.
That's how fucking solid
he is. Yeah, he's a fucking, he's a mountain of a man. And I literally was like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And he was like, don't worry, it's fine. And I was like, no, mate, I've just... And he was like, mate, it was an accident, it's fine. It was anyone. I was like, oh, my God. And he was literally just so... And it was like, if you can get potted and just be like,
well, he spent the
it.
First half of his life mate. Getting punched in the head.
Well, that's it, innit? Yeah, it was a box. Yeah.
So
that's
he's
got
like,
to
that's
somewhere.
Fine.
I mean,
yeah.
like, the glass smashed. It just shit itself straight it away. I didn't mean it. And then it's just job done, innit? But people, I think, though, people like that who were genuinely, like, tough, they don't need to give it the... Do you know what I mean? They don't need to sort of... It was an accident. You were genuinely sorry. So why be an arse about it?
Yeah. And I found as well, and yous will probably have seen this, like those people who play them roles, your Johnny Harris, your Stephen Graham, where they play these horrible, horrible people that incite fear, are always, in real life, the nicest blokes.
I don't know. I don't like Stephen Graham. Either, so can't stand him.
But do you know what I mean? Like they're just lovely people.
Yeah.
They're just nice, but they can switch on a 50p coin, whatever. It, like bam, and play that like it's amazing. Do you know what I mean? It's nice.
It's very, very good actors, aren't they? That's what it is. And yeah, I think they've all obviously experienced life firsthand, and they know what it's like. Blah blah blah. So yeah. It's a testament to them and what they do, isn't it?
Yeah,
do you know
definitely.
What I mean?
And going back to that, what you were saying then, though, like you say about, you know, people keeping it in, I think that is quite a British thing. Like you were saying there then about, like, your missus, I don't mean to assume it, I'm using it as a different sort of thingy, but, like, over in the States and stuff like that, like, couples will go to, like, couples therapy.
Yeah.
Even if they're fine, even if they're doing fine, all that, it's just like, no, it's just something we do to make sure that we stay on that track. And it's like, because over here, I think, and in America, there is a culture of therapy as well. Like, people will just go to therapy and be quite open about it. Like, oh, yeah, I've seen my therapist and stuff like that. Where I find over here, like, I've seen a therapist in the past, and I felt like I had to keep it, like, quiet. Oh, I can't tell people I'm a bit broken. I'm a bit like, I'm seeing a therapist. And it's like, after a little while of going, I was like, no, like, I'm making myself. You wouldn't go, oh, where you off, mate? Oh, I broke, I'm going to the hospital.
Yeah. Don't tell
where,
me.
Where, like, if you, do you know what I mean? If you broke a met or whatever,
yeah.
You kind of, oh, I can't let people know.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it was a really interesting, did anyone see that, what's her name? Karen Gillan? She's the Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy, the blue one. She was in Doctor Who and stuff, the Scottish lady. She put a post on recently. And her and her husband are obviously doing, again, quite openly about it, well done, like doing couples therapy. And she put a post up that she did a Zoom therapy, but she'd forgot that it was scheduled in while she was filming. So she did the whole couples therapy in the blue get-up from Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's what
imagine
want,
being that therapist sat there like...
Are you okay?
Yeah. How are things going? Absolutely fine. Like, bright.
Why do you ask?
Dressed as an alien. Everything's great, eh, man?
Got to go. I'm nipping to Tesco anyway. Yeah, that's insane. But yeah, like you said, it's become more and more, it's normalised now, and it's like me and all the boys in our group chat, like, we'll say, oh, we've had a shit day, or sit at the pub and said, you know, that work's getting on top of them,
or,
you know, they're having trouble at home. And now it's not like... Like, we won't all say, oh, get on with it, you fanny. It's like, people are saying, like listening to it. Do you know what I mean? They're saying that they want to help the friends, and I think that's what people like. Is it Karen Gillan? You said
Karen Gillan. Yeah.
But things like that will help people feel more open around the friends.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I saw that and I was like, oh, mint. Like someone as kind of high profile as her is going. And I think she was like, oh, yeah, like, we just do it. Like, it's not like they're going through it. It's like, yeah, we do couples therapy. And that, like, say, in America, I know she's Scottish, but obviously she works over there quite a lot now. But, like, in the States and stuff like that, like you were saying there, like, between the English and the French, there's that different mindset of, like, you know, fighting back against the system. I think in certain places there's that different mindset of, like, looking after yourself in that way as well.
Yeah, I think we're sort of on the way, aren't we? We're just starting now to try and catch up with that kind of thing. Like, but I think generationally as well, like, I know now, you know, I talk to my lad's, he's about to turn 12, which is mind-blowing, mate. It makes me feel very old, that. but, you know, I'm in the car in the morning talking to him, I'm like, so what's going on at school? And it's...
Let us know.
You know, and you end up saying, just being like, I try to not be that direct, but there's times I'll be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, you've been bullied. Tell me, has anyone give you any grief, or, like, let's talk about it? And he don't give me much, but I'm like, right, when you're ready, I'm here, do you know what I mean? And, if ever something's going on, like, you know, you can come to me and that kind of thing. And it's, I had great parents. I was very lucky, very, very lucky, but I grew up sort of not going to them with a lot of stuff. And I still don't know why exactly. Do you know what I mean? As I get older, I'm like, what was that about? Like, and I don't know. I think it was just sort of how things were, or, you know, it's monkey see, monkey do. Yeah. Your parents might not have aired things out to you, so you didn't necessarily do it with them.
Mm.
But it's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know,
going forward.
But then, again, it's like having the tools to help them. Do you know what I mean? 'Cause my little girls are sick this morning. My little girl was a bit upset. She didn't really want to go to school because she's only young. She's like 8. So it's not like there's a little girl in her class, basically, who's a bit horrible to everyone. And she'll say little comments to her. But my way of, and I get this from my mum. I remember being like in school and being that lad and someone had hit me. My mum would be like, just hit him back. And like, that's what I learned. And I found myself sort of do like my little girl today. She says something like, oh, this girl said that my handwriting's not neat. And like that. But she's keeping on with these little snidey comments, and it's just and I just went, she says that again, darling.
Do you know?
No, literally, no, but I did. I went, she said something like, she said that my handwriting's scruffy, and I was like, well, she says that again. What you need to do is you need to turn around and go, well, your face is scruffy. How about that?
Take it to that Jerry Springer level.
You know, tell her face is scruffy. She should wear glasses. I was like, no, stop yourself there, like. You know, like dialing on that, like, and it's like,
but it's that hard because it's something that you care about. My lad, when he was small, I remember him, he was at nursery as well, he was really small. Comes home, someone's hit me. Like, someone's hit you? What, in nursery? Like, why are they not watching? So he's telling me. And it kept happening, this. He was coming home telling me, so I sat him down, and he was dead small as well. And I was gutted because I felt like, oh, it's his innocence going. And I was a lot younger then, and I was like, next time he hits you, just give it him.
Yeah,
like, I got him punching my hand and that. I was like, let him have it once, and that's, you know, we'll know. Anyway, his mum phones me the next day. What she said to him, I was like, wow, what's up? She goes, I've heard about who this kid is. I said, who is this kid? She said, his name. Like, right, all right. And how old is he? She was like, 6 months old. I was like, what? She was like, he's a baby. When he says he's hitting me, he's
like, oh, wow.
I was like, baby's there. I was like, get him, get the kid. Like, I was like, don't hit anyone. Like, but do you know what I mean? After that, I was like, oh. I've got, like, obviously you have a child and you're like, I've got responsibilities. It's like, I've got to rethink what I was taught and how that's going to work now. Do you know what I mean?
That's it.
Ask questions. That's what you need to do. You need to get all the fine details.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell people to punch babies. Like, it's the main takeaway.
Never punch babies, ever.
No.
That's the thing, though. It's there's a great picture, isn't there, where it's like a granddad, a dad. So the granddad's shouting at the dad. And then the dad's shouting at the kid. And then there's one where it's the same picture, but the dad's kind of doing that. And it's like, yeah, don't pass that. Because it is generational stuff. Like, you know, we've got to remember, like, you know, our grandparents were probably, not racist, but were probably uneducated when it came to different races. Because obviously people were coming over here and it was strange to them and stuff like that. And then they've probably passed elements of that down and then elements of that get passed down. And I think it is up to us now who live in this world, this beautiful country where there's loads of different races, loads of different, you know, sexualities, all that stuff, and be the change. Like, I remember my little girl, again, we were watching something about a month or two back, and these people were getting married on it, and she said something like, oh, when I get married, and I was like, yeah, like, when you get married, like, you know, your husband or your wife, like, I'll always make a conscious effort to never go, yeah, your husband, or anything like that, because I'm like, I reckon, you know, things like that is where we need to make that change and not be so closed-minded with them. And stuff like that, like, say, like, I felt bad then this morning going, oh, give it a back. Because that's how I dealt with it. I was a kid. I was a little fat kid in school. And I'd get bullied. And I used to cry. And then it got to a point where I was like, nah, I'm going to give it them back. And then I give it them back. And I was like, oh, they're laughing now. I'm making them laugh. I'm the funny kid. And do you know what I mean? That's how I dealt with it. But maybe, like you say, yeah, that was the wrong way even still, because I was, you know, fighting back with words.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's wrong, though. It's just I don't think it's wrong as an adult. Like, and even now, you know.
If someone hits you, you're hitting them back.
Yeah, it's self-preservation. There is a line.
There's a line,
like,
yeah.
I think, like, you know, if someone says, like, can you move, mate? You don't turn around and let them have it. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
You move, you prick.
There's a fine line between, like, letting someone take the piss, because kids from a young age are a lot cleverer than they let on.
Oh, of course,
and it's like, they again, they're testing boundaries with people around them. And if you let... And also, if you let that happen from a young age, they're going to grow up thinking that that's all right.
Yeah.
You can go up to someone and say, I want that chair.
Yeah.
So if you can say to a four-year-old, you can try and take that chair, or you can try and bully this little kid, but you're going to get a punch in the face for it. And I think that's a good life lesson, I think.
Definitely, yeah.
I think it's a weird world, isn't it, that we're living at the moment, in terms of, like, you want to shelter your kids from stuff like that, but at the same time, you don't want to do that because the real world doesn't work like a Disney movie like that. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, yeah.
If you tell them, oh, yeah, maybe don't hit back, maybe don't call back or whatever, go and tell an adult, stuff like that, that's fine. That's an idealistic world. In the real world, it don't work like that. What happens when they grow up and then the boss is the one being a prick with them? Who do they tell then? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes you do have to be like, mate, you're being a dickhead and I don't care if you're my boss. Do you know what I mean?
It's just about teaching mutual respect from a young age.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Boundaries.
Yeah. that's it on the head, isn't it? Like, boundaries, I think that's the thing. Yeah. It's getting, I don't know, I just find it like, it's one of those jobs where you first start and you're like, oh, it'll be all right. Like, I had no experience with kids, when my first one came along. Didn't have a little brother or sister or anything like that. Never really seen a baby. To me, it was like baby pigeons. It was like, oh, see one till like 8 months old. Before that, I don't know what they're like. So they hand you this little thing, and I was like, what the hell? And the first time I changed him, it took me that long that by the time I finished doing it, I had to start again. It took me ages, mate, because I was so like, oh, God, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, and yeah, I don't know. Like, now, in some ways, I'm still a bit like that, you know, where I'm like, I'll tell him something, then a few days later, I'm like, come over here, right, let's go over that again, because I messed that up the other day. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was a wrong thing, so let's go over that again, let's revisit that.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're still always constantly learning. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you had your kid, like, you in your 20s, weren't you?
Yeah.
I was the same, I was in my early 20s, you was a little bit older, but, like,
yeah,
you're still learning, you're still
big time,
coming to grips with the world yourself, do you know what I mean? And then, I think we forget that then about our parents, like you were saying before, or did my dad give me the right advice? And it's like, They were in this, because you have that misconception about your parents, don't you, where it's like, oh no, they've always been my parent, they've always been that voice of reason. It's like, no, they were kids as well, they were in their 20s when they had, you know what I mean?
And also, we're raising kids in a world, and I guess our parents were the same, but in a world that's just constantly changing every day.
Faster, you know, the now do's though,
and
isn't it?
The do's and don'ts. I don't know whether it's faster or just because new information is more accessible.
I think there is that thing, you know, in there, because like you say, like when our youth probably wasn't too dissimilar from our parents. There was the internet and stuff like that. But I remember going on MSN all the time and stuff like that.
But our parents never.
But then my mum used to, there was a big thing in like the 80s, was it CB radios or something? So my mum just linked that to that. She was like, oh, I used to have a CB radio, and you'd go on and you'd be like, Oscar, this is whatever, whatever, and you'd chat to your mates on CB radio. So they had stuff that. Where now, I think, we're getting to a point now where it's like, I'm genuinely terrified of my kids going on, because they're getting to that age now where my little girl's like, I want a phone for my birthday, and you're like, you don't need a phone, but then she's like, but my friend's got a phone, everyone's got a phone. You're like, well, I don't want to be the one to not, do you know what I mean? Because I was never that kid. Like, we had like Sky TV, we had all that stuff. So I, whenever people were talking about Pokemon in school, I could join in the conversation because we're like, yeah, I watched Pokemon on Sky this morning, all that, and I don't want my kids to miss out on, like, you know, not knowing what a TikTok trend is.
Well, your
kid
will become an outcast, won't they, almost? Like,
that's what I mean, yeah. I'm scared of that, but then I'm scared of the world that you're letting them delve into. If you let them, if you let them go on TikTok and you let them do that, yeah, they'll know that bit, but then there's a dark... Do you know what I mean? It's a fine... It's a
well,
fine
I guess that's
line,
down
I
to
now.
Us as parents to filter what they're... You know, their algorithms on the TikToks and the friends that they've got on Facebook, and that's down to us as parents to make sure that, you know, that, that they're not... That dark world, of the dark web is not accessible to them. Do you know what I mean? But it's it is scary. Yeah. It is scary.
I think as well, if you say to a kid you're not having something, there's going to come a point where it's like, well, now I'm going to go behind your back. He's on the cards. That's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, so it's, in some ways, I suppose it's better to sort of educate them on it and introduce them to it. Like, I don't know. I try doing that now, and there's some stuff where it's like, you know, you might want to watch a film or something. You wanted to watch Jaws. This was like going back a year or two. So I was like, right, well, we'll watch the trailer then and we'll see what you think. He was dead excited, put the trailer on. And in the first 20 seconds, you know, he was like, I went under. I was like, right, you're not ready for that yet. But when we did get round to watching it, he was all right with it. There was one bit, I think it was when the head floated
up. Well, yeah, that got me though. My dad showed me it for the first time at 25, 26.
You were 25? And that got,
I'd not seen it until like 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I thought it was shite. Didn't like it.
It's aged, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
We live in a world
yeah.
where horror films are quite gory, quite scary. To explain to someone now who's what, because like that's it, the difference between your lad and Tomo is you've probably watched Saw, you've watched Scream, you've watched all that. So you're like, it's not scary about a shark, where your lad's probably not watched them. So he's like, this shark.
Do you know what horror to me is? Like things like Black Mirror.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah.
That's horror to me. Like I can watch Saw or I can watch an Escape Room or whatever horror films it's going around. But like Black Mirror to me terrifies me because I'm like, shit, that is like...
I feel like because it's not that far removed from where we're at. A lot of the time when you watch it, it's like, yeah, I could see that. That could be a thing.
Yeah.
You know,
especially
months, a year
from
now.
I was just going to say,
especially the big
episode. We could live in a world where the Prime Minister...
do you remember when that came out? The timing of that as well?
I remember Charlie Brooker, who writes it, who wrote it at the time... Like writing, like I didn't know anything about this. This was pure fiction from my head. It is crazy that it's like become a thing.
Like, yeah, it's insane.
It was spot on that first series. Like,
I think that's the best series I've ever seen.
Same to be honest.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, all one, of them, one and two, maybe.
The new.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
One's coming out soon.
Mm. That'd be good.
I auditioned for it. I'm fucking fuming. I didn't get
it.
Yeah.
You didn't get
really
it.
Bitter.
Mate, yeah. I was up for Boiling Point, and do you know, like,
never heard of it.
Have you not? It's not that good. But you know, like some jobs, like, you know, you go for some jobs, you don't get some, and it's. I feel like I've got better with that as time's gone on.
Yeah.
I can handle that quite well now.
Yeah.
But if I'm honest with that one, I was a bit like.
There is jobs that, like, when you read the script. And then you don't get them, and then it comes out, and it's like you watch the part that you audition for. There's times when I watch it, like Eddie the Eagle, for instance. I was really close to getting Eddie the Eagle,
right?
And for whatever reason, it never happened. And I remember watching Taron Egerton in that, and just being buzzing.
Yeah.
Like he smashed that. There's no way I could have done anything near that.
Yeah.
But there has been times when I've watched it, and other people have got it, and I've gone. What the fuck?
Why have you done
that? Why am I not in that? That's insane. But I guess that's just the nature of the beast, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Definitely. I think there's a few, like, you know.
Give me one example of a job that you've really wanted and never got.
God, I don't know, mate. There's loads. There was a film years ago I remember going up for. I think Luke did it, actually.
Oh,
okay. Spike Island.
Oh, yeah. I went for Spike Island. Yeah.
And, mate, like, I think I was in a weird kind of place career-wise then as well, because I'd kind of come out of nowhere and quite quickly got myself a decent agent, first bits of TV work. So I had like a credible CV as well to get myself into there and that. But I thought, yeah, I'm like new enough and raw enough to like get this, do you know what I mean? And I remember I used to spend so long on an audition. Someone would come through, I'd read the script a couple of times, like even if it was the next day. I'd go off work and that, and yeah, mate, I was devastated.
Now you can bosh out a self-tape in 5 minutes and never think about it again.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, mate. I still, even now, like, there's some stuff where I'm not on the same level. Like, the first paid job I ever got was it was a corporate gig as well. For like a drug company.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not going out on TV or anything like that. It's for a conference where loads of doctors are going. The more I talk about this now, actually, the more I'm like, oh, probably wasn't ethically, that was probably like really wrong of me to do the job. But
that's where dope stick started.
But the script comes through and it was like, oh, it's someone who's like severely depressed, like he's in a bad way. So I was like, right, let's fucking just get into it. And pure fluke, like, I'd worked with, I can't remember what his role was on the commercial, but he was like AD on a short that had done very, very recently before the audition. And I walked into the audition. I'd not slept for like nearly 3 days. Like, I was wrecked, mate. Eyes all red. I'd just been crying constantly. I lived in town at the time in this loft. So just in this loft, fucking bawling my eyes out for 3 days. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I've gone in. And they're like, okay, do you need the sides? I was like, no, mate, no, I know it. I was like, I'm having this. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It was only worth about 300 quid. And I've gone in. And they're like, right, when you're ready, can I have a look at them? Just blanked, mate.
Couldn't remember anything.
Probably because not slept for 3 days. So then I've gone over, had a look. Like, right, yeah, I'm all right. He's like, keep in your hands. Like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm like, I've done it anyway, smashed it, got it. This dude's for me, like, oh, mate, you just killed that in there. But it's like that amount of time and effort and probably like damage to myself.
For what?
Do you know what I mean? And as time goes on, I'm a bit more like, you need to sort of be careful with that and how much you give to it. And I'm putting it in its place. Well, it was a corporate job, for God's sake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, as an actor, though, you want to give it your all, don't you? You want to go, like, okay, this is, you know, it's a performance, stuff like that. But yeah, I think you're right. I think you forget that sometimes, don't you? When you're doing a job like that, where you've got to be.
What is the difference between doing the job and auditioning for the job?
Yeah.
Because, like, the auditioning process in itself is it's awful at the minute. Mm. It's fucking mental.
Yeah.
Like, when they'll give you 20 pages of dialogue to learn off book in an Eastern European accent, and you've got to do 4 different variations of these takes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and it needs to be in by midday. Yeah. And, like, it's fucking 10:30. And it's like, how are they expecting us to do that?
My worst ones are when they send it over on a Friday evening. Like, they literally send it over at like 4:30 on a Friday. They're like, yeah, so it's a really great thing. And yeah, it's normally like, you've got to do a Scouse accent or whatever. And if we can have it by Monday morning. And they think they're great because they're giving you 2 days, 3 days. And you're like, oh, yeah, sweet. And then you go, oh, it's the weekend, I've been working. Oh, no. Then you've got to spend your whole weekend disattached from you. Get disattached, you know what I mean? Like,
but then have you been working all week?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, what I mean is like, if you're a full-time actor, like, you get these jobs on Friday and you're like, okay, well, I had plans to go to the pool bar, I was going to do this, but it's like, well,
no, yeah, we've got to get
sat scratching my bollocks.
What about his gravy as well? Who's going to make his gravy now?
Yeah, I'm going to make my gravy. Like,
who does that fall on? Kids, sort the gravy out. Yeah. Dad's busy now.
You make the roux, you get the stock.
The house is on fire. Like, stock everywhere. Like,
sat there cuddling a pot of Bisto, crying. It's great.
But I'm buzzing because I've got the job.
Yeah. I just think the auditioning process at the minute, and I know it's like so many more actors now are speaking up about it and just saying it's like, you can't expect that of people. And also, you put everything into it, and then you get, oh, yeah, the casting said that was great, they'll be in touch. They don't even tell you whether you've got it or not.
That's a big thing. That
do you know what I mean? I don't know. I just think the whole casting process is... It's. I mean, 9 in 10 times, you're not even getting to go in the room nowadays. It's all, you're doing it in your spare room at home.
Yeah. I've got to be honest, when I first started out and I was getting professional like auditions, like, because I was used to, you know, like student films or, you know, a fringe play where it's above a pub. So it wasn't even that formal. But then when it was, right, they want to see you in London tomorrow. What? So I'd travel down there, feel like I didn't know where I was, get to the place and be like, shit, what?
Yeah,
but if I'm honest, mate, when I first started, I was like, oh, God, I wish it was self-tape. I don't want to be it. Because I am quite an anxious person, do you know what I mean? Mm. So I'd be like freaking out about it. Go in half the time. Mate, I bombed. Really? Hard. So many auditions.
Yeah, well, I think everyone's done that.
But, you know, like, just saying daft, like, weird stuff because I was nervous or, you know, being weird. Yeah, like, so what have you been up to? And you're like, I've been on the train. And you're like, no, like, work-wise, what have you been up to? Well, I used to work in a pub, and then you can see him like, there's something going on with this guy. It was just nerves, like, but now that it's gone more self-tape, I'm like, get me in the room.
I'm the same.
I haven't been in the room for... The last time I went in the room for an audition was 2018, 19.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, I get offered them nowadays, so...
Oh, bloody hell.
No, but the whole thing, I remember just the anxiety of being outside of a room and, like you said, scanning over something that you know... And the chances are, the more that you're sat reading it, it's just going.
It's getting worse.
And then you're hearing someone inside, and they're shouting it, and you're going, does it say shouting it?
Yeah. And then they walk out calmly. Yeah, and then they walk out with a big smile on their face, because that relief, you know, when you've done an audition, especially when you've nailed it as well, like that relief of walking out and you just like, you see London differently, the sun's shining, and you're just like,
oh, the streets are paved with gold. You're probably buzzing about it.
When you walk into the audition, you're like, oh my God, it's raining, I fucking hate everything. Yeah, but that sense of like relief when you've done an audition is like...
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Yeah. I remember going for an audition once, and it's like going back to like you're saying about like the nerves and stuff. I remember getting into London... Like, I had to get the cheap train and all that, as you do.
The super epic return, I know.
I had 2 hours before the audition. And I was like, I don't even know why. I think it was nerves. I just went in a pub and got a pint. And then my dad rang me and was just chatting. And he went, what are you up to? And I was like, oh, I'm just sat in a pub, just having a pint with my dinner. And he was like, what? I was like, just sat, and he went, you got an audition? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you're working? And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, but I was sat there, like, sinking a frosty one. And I was like, oh, like, and that always reminds me that day, like, no, until it's done, that's the graft, innit?
Yeah.
I was only about 90. I think it was like, my first pint in London, or, do you know what I mean?
I remember the days of being able to just have a beer, and it did, like, before, it just wouldn't bother me. Whereas now, if I had a beer before any kind of meeting, I'd be like, a beer a night before work, I wouldn't be able to do it.
No, same. Yeah. I don't think I've ever done that. I think the only time, and on set as well, I'm always quite careful with that because...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know this...
It's a very social job, isn't it?
I've worked on where it's almost like... I did an indie film years ago, man, and it was about gangs. And... Oh, no, it was a pilot, actually. Film is a different thing. The pilot, and we get to this house that they film in, South Manchester, and they're like, yep, so... you know, I was supposed to be this gang leader, and like, you know, that I used to always get shit like that, gang leader, psycho, thief, da 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 da. Like,
yeah, you played one for me once, didn't you?
Did I? Oh, I did, yeah.
Kidnapper, you know.
And the director's kind of gone, right, if anybody's got anything on them, get it out, feel free, do what you want to do. Mate, oh, wow. Under, so under, right? Everyone was smoking weed and that, and like, wow. I wasn't, because I'm like, I'm on set, got to have my head in gear, like, I'm on this. But you're essentially hotboxing for 6 hours, right? So when we come to film, I was just like, I don't want to do this, man. You know, because there was people there who, they were in gangs, like, yeah, they're not extras, in that life, like. And I'm supposed to be like, right, here's how it's going, you're going to do this, and there's people looking at me like, and one of them actually goes to direct, Sharma, why would I listen to him?
Oh,
I was
wow.
like, oh, don't, mate, please. Like, do you know what I mean? I was going under. But there was a few things, like she said at one point, oh, we're going to need a car after this scene. And this guy's just like, what kind of car? And she's like, no. And he's like, I'll get you a car. It's like, no, I mean somebody, like, who needs to be legitimate, like. But, mate, I was like, you know, I'm from North Manchester as well, and I feel like crime there was a bit different.
Oh, yeah, we go hard in the South.
In the South, it's like, oh, you've got a proper setup here. Like, we don't have that. We have, like, what are you looking at, knobhead? I wasn't looking at anything. Like, that's what we have, whereas it was a bit more serious, like. But I can't remember my point, if I'm honest. Yeah, I just remember going under.
We were talking about drinking and stuff before.
That, yeah. Before work. Yeah, but that kind of thing, mate. Big no for me. Yeah. I can't imagine doing that. I don't know
where don't know that. Yeah, I'm yeah. I know what
I'm
you
back
mean.
Off when I'm straight headed.
And it's just like I get so like fuzzy headed and misty. Yeah. It's like to contemplate going to work like that. I went out on bank holiday just gone. That was 4 days ago, and I think it was only this morning I woke up and thought, "Yeah, I'm back now. I feel all right." And that's taken me 4 days.
Yeah. Oh man, and I think that as well. You know
that. And I think we said this on the podcast before, that comes with age, doesn't it? Yeah. Like, when you're younger, you can do that.
And just enjoying it as well. Like, I don't enjoy drinking as much as I used to.
No. And while we're on the subject of age, while we're on the subject of getting older, let's bring in John's actual subject.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast.
Should we start now?
Yeah.
I think, because you were saying, weren't you, like T said earlier on, you know, like, you went through the list and there was loads on there. But when you actually sent over the subject, I was like, that's class. That is I love it when it's ones like this one. And so, fill us in. What's your subject?
Birthdays, mate. And do you know, since I texted you that saying what it was going to be, I was like, I wonder what he's going to ask me, like, the specifics or what's made you feel like that. And I thought, he'll know.
I'll know.
You'll know. On some level, you'll know why I've picked birthdays, because I think everyone does. If you're over the age of about 23, 24,
you'll know.
I guess you're going to be like, yeah.
The thing is there's that. Is it that? Is it the daunting fact that, like, death is approaching? is it that? Because, like,
I said I felt better. back to square one. It's Monday again.
No, because when you said that then, because, again, coming into this, I didn't, because we don't really prepare any of this. Like, you only found out John's subject this morning. Like,
maybe
I only found it out
the other
day.
It's all starting to make sense.
But, like, I thought, like, when you said it, I was like, oh, no, birthdays are mint. Like, and for the past couple of days, I've been like, oh, you know, I'm going to say that. But when you just said then there, you know, I was like, what? But then I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I do. You know. Because there is that kind of, when me and my wife first got together, because my birthday's in July, her birthday is literally 4 weeks later in August. So we'd alternate each year. We'd go, right, I'll have a big party this year. Because rather than doing two big parties, when everyone's like, all right, okay, we get it. We're like, I'll have the big party this year. You have the big party next year. Then it'd be me. And we used to do it every year. Like, I had a Game of Thrones theme one once where everyone came dressed up. We had, like, my cake was a roast pig, you know, like a spit roast pig. My mate had made a cake. It was sick. Then the next year she had, she called it M-Fest, and it was, like, a festival themed, and we had, like, all sorts of mad stuff. Like, we used to go in, and that was when we had our first, so it wasn't like, oh, like, we've had kids, so we don't do it, but the older we've got, like, the last one I said, I'm 32 now, the last one that I sort of celebrated was my 30th, and that was only really because all my mates were turning 30 round, like, my best mate Jay, his birthday's quite close to mine, so we were like, let's do, like, a joint thing, let's go away, and it was COVID as well, so it was like, well, that summer in COVID where you could do bits. So we celebrated it, but, yeah, like, my last couple of birthdays, I'm not really.
See, and you've given a lot of positives there as well. But I do think, like, with anything in life, you can find a positive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could go
yeah.
to the hospital today and they're like, oh, it's not looking good, this. And it'd be like, well, at least I've got some perspective on life now. You can find a positive yeah, in anything, yeah, do you know yeah, what I mean? Yeah. And like I say, it's. I feel like you've made me relapse into moaning there. But
God, that was easy.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Sound.
But I don't know. My earliest memory of like birthdays and whatnot is like going to a birthday party when I think it was about 4 or 5.
Your birthday party or someone else's?
I was on my way to one.
All right.
And
you're okay.
like properly buzzing. Cast your mind back, right? Yeah, it's like yeah. if you were Ball alive, pits. You might not have been alive.
We probably were alive when you were 4, yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it, for you?
I'm not even going to bother then. But, like, so it's, like, 1990 or something like that,
yeah,
right?
I was born.
And, all right.
I was miles away.
Don't, mate. Don't, I don't want to know.
You 94, 93? 92. 92, okay, not too long after.
I was 7 by then.
Wow.
You're dead soon, mate.
You look
good. You are?
You do look good for it.
Mate, I feel exhausted. The amount of times people, oh, you don't look that old. I'm like, I feel older. I feel yeah. knackered for this kid.
How old does that make you now? 40?
What?
No. No?
Go over there.
Get off the podcast.
What? Excuse me. Yeah. 38.
Oh, it's nearly 40.
Well, if you made me say that, the whole people would have been like, oh, he's, how old is he? I bet he's the same age. And now he's just ruined it. Yeah, you cut that bit out. That's so I'm on my way to this party. I've got my little dungarees on, my new dungarees, walking along with my mum's hand like that. Because she wasn't dead tall, I was small. And like, and I'm walking along. And then, you know, because I'm like dicking about and I fell. And you know, when your parent does that thing when you're little, where they pull you up. Like, I must have pissed her off before anyway. And they just kind of yank you up. So, like screaming and that. And as I've come up, my leg was soaked, right? And I've looked, and in my mind, because it was a lot smaller, there was a massive poo on the floor, right?
Oh, wow.
And I mean massive, but it probably wasn't that big. It was just that I was little, but was covered in it, right?
So, human poo or dog poo?
I don't know. I didn't stop and analyse it. Like, but, I don't want to get too graphic with this, because
no,
it is minging, right?
Oh, no, go on, please.
In my head, the memory of it, what it looked like, it's essentially like paper mache with corn in it, right?
Oh, wow.
So, and I'm not joking, even to this day.
There was sweet corn in it. That's definitely human, then, isn't it?
Well, that's what I did. Now that I'm older, hindsight, I still think about this. Right, I'm a bit like, why was it there in the street? Well, yeah. I had to go home, change into like just jeans and a jumper, like, and fucking get there late, sort of miss the games and all that. And I think that might have been the start of something. It's definitely the start of me looking at, you know, if there's sweet corn in a pasta dish, nah, you're all right. Not eating that, even now, seriously.
You're not like sweet corn?
Nah, mate, a bit funny about it because of that. I'll eat corn on the cob, no problem. But if it's mixed in something, nope.
Surely it looked more like corn on the cob.
No, mate, it was just
like
in there,
bits
like...
in it and stuff.
Yeah, I feel, I don't want to drag the tone down too much.
I don't think
I
you can much more, not with you, with the podcast.
But yeah, so like my little dungarees went in the bin because my mum's a bit clean free. She was like, I'm not washing them.
Yeah,
which is fair,
yeah,
I'd do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I've had some corkers, me, like over the years, mate. A couple of years ago, my uncle died on my birthday.
Wow.
Right, so my dad's text me and I thought, oh, he'd be saying happy birthday. And I've opened it. No mention of my birthday, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's like, sorry to, you know, bad news and that. I was like, oh, right. 2 days later, he texts me, oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
Because he just blanked it. Do you know what I mean?
Obviously, he's got an excuse. I'm guessing his brother then.
But over the years, like, I feel like there's this thread of, like, my 21st ended up out with an ex for my birthday and a mate.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like this. Maybe it's me making bad decisions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like not avoiding shit that's on the floor. But over the years, like I feel like, I'm really, really done with them. And the effort that goes in as well, you know, to try and make it really good.
Yeah. It's like organised fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know
like
what I mean?
Forced fun.
Forced fun. Yeah.
Like, have you ever had like a normal job? And it's your birthday.
Yeah, yeah. But I always try and get it off, though.
Mate, it's hanging.
I did. Yeah, because everyone's kind of... If you're in an office job and they kind of bring you
and
in
and they creep up on you with a cake and that. And it's
no.
Yeah.
It's worse when you're on set and it's your birthday.
I was going to say that,
150 people all singing.
Dude, I can't do
that. For my 18th, I was in Glasgow. And I went and I never said anything about it being my birthday. And someone somewhere must have got wind of it. But we was doing a screening. It must have been of... I don't know what it was. It might have been Summerstown or something like that. And cinema for about 300 people. I just saw these candles floating at the back. And then I heard,
Happy birthday. And there was about 300 Glaswegians all singing Happy Birthday.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is hell.
That sounds that like a 50th. That's something you do for like a big one. Yeah. You know, like everyone.
I think it was May 18th. It was a big birthday.
Oh, yeah.
But Charlotte threw me a big party for my 30th, didn't she?
Yeah, it was great.
That was insane. But then all them people there. And also, when it's your birthday, it's a bit like your wedding day. Like, you're spending all night having the same conversations with people all night.
Yeah,
happy birthday. Oh, thank you, mate.
You become like a mayor,
don't you? Nice. Or, do you want a drink? It's all the same conversation. I do remember.
What me and my mates got you for your birthday?
Yeah, so they all got me 10 cans of lager, 100 fags, bottle of whiskey,
the shit that he lists.
The shoe shop. So, but I mean, I was buzzing because I got loads of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I was buzzing because I had loads to smoke that night.
Yeah. So I got all of that shit. There's your clip anyway, me saying that. But yeah, I think, but the older you get, birthdays are a little bit more. I was looking forward to my 30th and my 21st, but now I'm like, I might do something for my 40th.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll probably be dead by the time I'm 50. But
well, at least you're ambitious and you're positive. That's the main thing,
you know,
isn't it?
If I died tomorrow, and not to get too deep, but I'd be like, the amount of shit that I've done, good and bad, I'd be like, be all right. The only thing I'd be gutted about is like leaving friends and family, I think.
The thing is, as well, like, I find as well now, when you're a kid, birthdays, Christmas, things like that, you're excited for them because it's like, what do you want? And you're like, you can have whatever you want in reason. What do you want? You're like, I really want this, really want that. Where now, my mum will message me, if it's my birthday, it's normally like 2 months before, what can I get you? If it's Christmas, it's like Calvin New Year's Klein's Eve. My mum will literally message me on New Year's Eve going, what do you want for next Christmas? Like, mum, it's January, like, let's, you know. But as you get older, I'm like, I've got every, do you know what I mean? Because you're like, if there's something that I want and I like in, my birthday's in July, if something that I want and I like comes out in June, I'll be like, nah, I'll have that. And then my mum's like, what do you want? I'm like, do you know what I mean? I bought it. There was a game out in June that I actually just treat myself to. Or
me and Charlotte always just take each other away. Like, we'll go to a show in London, or we'll go to a gig, or we'll do something for our birthdays. Because they're the same.
Yeah,
it's like, the older you get, we all work hard. So, you know, within reason, if there's something you want, you can, you know, if there's an Xbox game or a pair of trainers or a hoodie, you'll go buy it. Do you know what I mean?
I've seen a really nice... again, and this really made me think the other day as a parent. I seen a clip on social media. I spend my life on social media. And it was like, it was this dad, and he was interviewing his kids. I'll do it now, actually. So what did you do for, what birthday did you celebrate? What birthday have you actually celebrated then? Might be hard for you.
Fucking hell. Like, properly, I don't know, probably like me. 21st.
Right, okay,
like,
so 21st, what did you do?
Just went out with his ex. Out
on the lash. And that's where it ended up. Like.
What did you get for your birthday that year?
I got a chain. Oh.
But that's the thing, this dad did it with his kids, and he was like, oh, do you remember your 8th birthday? And this kid's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, what did we do? And he's like, oh, we went to the cinema with a friend, and we watched the whatever film, and da-da. And he's like, what present did you get? And the kid's like, and it's that. It is about that. It's about making the, like you said, then with you and Charlotte. It's the actual memory of it.
Memories
and
it's saying more than a fucking Tamagotchi. Do you know what
exactly
I mean?
And that's the point. It's like making, that's what this dad was saying. It's like your kids are not gonna, don't go out there going, oh, they need the new iPhone. Oh, they need this. And let's spend 300 quid on them. It's like, put that money into, if you're gonna spend it, into the day, into the memory, and create that, because they're always gonna remember. Like, I remember what I did for, like, my 15th birthday. I went and watched my first concert. It's my first concert ever on my actual baby.
I know which concert that was.
Yeah, I went and watched the game. Nottingham. No, that was 50 Cent in Nottingham. This was only a few months before, but, like, do you know what I mean? I remember that. Don't know what I got. You're wrong.
What's the... What, other than the shit and going out with your ex, what's been, like, your most memorable... birthday, like a good birthday.
Oh, good.
Where you've gone, I actually love that weekend. Or
I don't see, and this is the thing, right? This is, don't get me wrong, good things have happened. We've had like a buzz and that, but I think, especially as you get older, and especially once you've had kids, it's almost like, don't even ask me what I want. No. Because I'm probably not going to get it. I can't believe
he's 32 and he still gets presents off his parents. I know,
that's bonkers, that. That's
so you get presents off your parents?
No, not since
I was like 19. Like,
how have you managed that?
Yeah. Your mum and dad don't give you shit for your birthday?
Nah.
Because sometimes give me a card with like 30 quid in or something like that. Yeah. It's like, oh, you know
we're quite close. Like, my family are quite like that, though. Like, my wife finds it... Not getting presents off, but, like, my wife finds it strange because, like, Christmas...
Have you got a list?
I've not got a list, and I... But, like, I have to... I've got a big family... I have to get everyone. So, like, yeah, Christmas. Yeah, and then we all have, like, a thing, like, I spend 20 quid on, like, my cousin, and then her kids all get 20 quid each. She spends a set, like, yeah, like, it's a weird... My wife's a bit like, what, like...
So it's not even about celebrating the birthday, it's about, like, what you're spending
on them. It gets a bit like, which is a bit... But yeah. That, to me, that's what it was when I was younger. Now I've got my wife, and I'm starting to go, oh, yeah, because she's got a big-ish family, but they're not really, like... She doesn't get her cousins. She finds it a bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't buy me presents for Christmas anymore. They buy my little boy Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Like my dad and people like that, they'll go, we'll just get him presents for Christmas. And I'm like, that's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah, I'm fully
that.
Back in yeah, that as well. That's that. Right. Also, yeah. It's this thing of like my missus, and again, he's lovely, and thanks, Jen. And, you know, but she'll be like, oh, I've booked us a little weekend at this hotel. And it's like, that's for you. That's for you. Do you know what I want? Do you know what I want? Just 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes of peace and quiet. Take the kids out. Just leave me alone for a little bit. But you know, we'll go along and it's nice and everything. And she'll be like, oh, should we go in the spa? And it's like, it's dead awkward. Like, I don't like people touching me. So like, yeah, you have mine as well. So she's having loads of all kinds of shit going on. Yeah. And I'm just in the pool on my own feeling weird about it. And like, I'm just like, what am I doing here? All I wanted was like, do you know, in fact, last year, do you know what I did? I got up at like 5 bells, like, and just I went on to Saddleworth Moor and just had a hike.
Oh, nice!
Just like with my mate, like, my mate met me in the morning, and he was taking the mick. Like, he was like, this is sad, you know, it's sad that you've got up early.
Was you happy with it, mate?
I was all right with that,
but then there
was that thing on the drive home, was like, oh my god, I'm in like the golden years. Like, it's already happening, do you know what I mean?
But to be fair, though, like, the past... I've not done it for a while, because, again, now we've got two kids, it's harder, and, like, you want to spend the day with them, kind of celebrating it and stuff. But before we had kids, my missus would go, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I'd be like, well, let's both book it off. If I was working, you'd be like, let's both book it off, and let's just spend the day in bed just watching shit. Like, just watching films, chilling out.
Ramming your beef in.
Well, that's because that's what we used to do when we first got together. She was in uni. She'd never go in. I was an at-work actor. We'd just spend the day chilling, watching series, all that. And I was like, let's... And I quite enjoy... But then I remember thinking that, going, God, I'm getting older. I should be out in the pub. Yeah, I should be doing that. What's the best birthday present you've ever got?
Oh, flipping out, mate.
When you was a kid, now, older, what? Or present. It could be Christmas present. What's the best present?
God, I don't even know. Probably, like... Do you remember... you'll be like, no, I don't remember. Like, I was a child. But like when the Mega Drives came out, remember getting
Mega Drive.
And it was life changing.
Sega Mega Drive?
Yeah.
You used to have to blow the cartridge to get in.
Changed my life. Probably ruined my life. I think that's like, you know, that might have been where it went wrong, when I stopped paying attention in school and that. Like,
oh, man, yeah.
But those
were
the days, man.
What are your thoughts? What's
yours? Let's go round, let's do a circle. But my best ever present.
Yeah.
I tell you what, a very thoughtful one. My dad, for my 30th, because he knows that, obviously, I'm season ticket holder at Grimsby Town, and I've been for years. I've always gone with him. He got me the match ball of the weekend I was born, signed by all the players from Grimsby Town of that weekend. And when he bought me that, because like we're at an understanding, we don't really do presents, but he came and gave me that. And I was like, shit the bed, that's an impressive present. Like, I'm thinking, how has he managed to root that? I don't know how he's got hold of that. He hasn't told me, I don't know, but it's signed by all the players that played on the weekend I was born, 30 years ago.
Nice, man. Nice.
I'll get my coat then, Tom.
Mine wasn't a birthday present, it was a Christmas one, it was recent. And it was during COVID. And obviously, it was like that, you remember the first kind of, We did the march when it all went mad and everyone was in and all that. And then we had that Christmas, didn't we, where it was like, oh, it's coming back, guys. This is COVID times two. And Boris was like, you can have 5 people, you take all that stuff. And I was again in panic mode. I was like worrying, because I was like, oh, my God, like, this is going on for longer. How sustainable is it? The money that I'd earned pre-COVID was like running out. I was literally like in a bad place, starting to worry. And my wife went and bought me like the new Xbox Series S, like £300 or whatever it was. Didn't tell me about it, and give it me as a surprise. And it wasn't the present. It wasn't the fucking hell an Xbox mint. It was to me that was her going, we're all right. We can have a £300 Xbox. Like, it was her going, he's worrying now about money, about how he's going to provide and stuff like that. And she went extravagant. But I that's pretty extravagant for me anyway. And bought me this fucking Xbox. And I was just like, I didn't bollock about it. I was like, we can't afford it. She went, we can't. Don't worry, I've got it. And I was like,
bless her. Yeah,
but you know what I mean? Like that to me, that's when a present really gets you. And you go, and that then made me, one, go, yeah, we're going to be all right, and two, get really good at Call of Duty.
Yeah, and don't talk to me now.
Yeah. She hates
Boris,
it now.
Bring it round again. Lock it down, baby.
She fucking hates it now. She's like, can you get off your Xbox? I'm like, you did this to me.
I was last time I
finished with consoles, and you brought it back in my life.
Last time I was at your house, she was bollocking you about your Xbox, and you was like, oh, it's my Xbox. And even I said, Andy, you're 32 years old, man.
You cannot
have an Xbox in your front room.
I've put it on, it was because she didn't want me to put it on the wall.
He wanted to strap it up on the wall and that. I was like,
inside.
Bro, you're 30.
So we've had a new extension done on the house and that. We've got like a dead nice like kitchen living area.
He's doing really well since COVID, clearly.
with a telly and that. And then she got me this Xbox now, and we've changed what was the front room into like a little playroom. So she was like, oh, well, you can... your Xbox can go in the playroom. And I was like, yeah, my Xbox, yeah, I'll go in there. I'm not going in that playroom.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The kids in there are making a mess, whatever. We've got this nice telly on the wall in this nice new room. So my Xbox has been in there since it was built last year. And I was saying to the other week, I was like, I want to put it on the wall. No, you're not having it on the wall. It's on the wall.
And you know who put it
on the wall? The man. I didn't get a man in. I did it myself.
Did you hit any wires though?
And I nearly fucked up a few times. There's probably a few more drill holes in the wall that don't need to be in that wall, but they're hidden by the Xbox, so it's fine. Yeah.
Just quickly, what's your thoughts on birthday cards and Christmas cards?
It's just a waste.
Isn't it a waste of money?
I think it's nice for kids to sit and... you know, get excited.
But when you're a kid, unless there's money in there, fuck off.
I know, yeah. You don't want to read them as a kid.
You get 50 quid, you don't even read who it's from.
Yeah.
I used to like getting them off my mates, you know, when I was a kid in school and that. Because some of my mates, they'd, like, you know, just put rude shit.
Yeah.
And then when you get home, you got to try and hide them, and then you get collared, and it's like, why is Danny drew that in the
card?
Me and my mates get each other, like, we always try and do it, outdo each other. Like, we'll get, like, I remember I got one of my mates, Jamie, who's probably like a condolences card. You know, just random, like, I'm sorry for your loss. Just stuff like that, we get a birthday card.
Well, I just think, though, just, like, if I never got Charlotte a Christmas card, she would be furious.
Really?
Furious. And I'm like, baby. And it's only, like, or if I get her a birthday card, her birthday's 27th of October, that card will still be there beginning of December. Yeah. I'm like, baby, can we let it go now?
Take it down.
It's finished.
Yeah.
It's nearly your next birthday.
Mine is like that. Gotta get a card. Like,
she'd rather a card than a present, I think, Charlotte.
But then she will bin them, though. As soon as that event's done, it's like, it's going. It's like, I just fucking spent like a week thinking of what to write on that.
Yeah,
it's my best writing, you know, like I'm at school. And then rather than a gold star at that, she just, it's gone.
I don't understand the people who stand in... I'm a card factory guy, because they're cheap. But I don't understand, like, Charlotte will stand in card factory and she'll be filtering through. She'll go, thinking, oh, I like this, and reading them. I walk in and go,
My missus hates cards, like, and he's terrible at them. Like, I'm one of them, like... Probably got a little bit less, but like when we used to get each other Valentine's cards when we first got together, like I'd write like a little metal draw. He always used to draw like this was our year and all, you know, little things like this is what we did and all shit like that, and go to town on him. And then she'd give me hers and it'd be like, to Andy, love Emily.
Yeah.
Literally, and I'd be like, and it's not she don't love me, it's just like she's just terrible at conveying her feelings, like what we were saying before. But what annoys me, even though she hates cards, even though she's like the pointless and all that, right? I'm very much on with you. The shit, the cards, you're going to throw them away after a couple of days. Card factory, she's like, it has to be Hallmark or nothing. Not for me giving them her, but for any of her family. If I she goes, oh, it's Mother's Day, we go and get her some cards. I'd be like, yeah, well, I'm going to Withenshaw Town Centre. I'll go and she's like, no, they haven't got a Hallmark. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to call Card Factory. And she's like, no, we've got to get me nanas from, or if there's an M&S. And I'm like, it's a fucking piece of paper. I'm not spending £4 on it.
Yeah. Fuck that, man.
No, I think there's a lot to be said for, like you said a minute ago, about, you know, when you, even gifts, cards, whatever it is, it doesn't matter so much, does it? And I think sometimes you have got to go, this don't mean shit.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes down to it, it doesn't mean a thing, does it?
No.
It's like, it's time spent with someone. Exactly. On your deathbed, you're not going to be like, oh, I loved it when I got me Xbox. Do you know what I mean? You're going to be like, remember that day, remember that time feeling. With the kids. Remember. And I do think it's, my missus played me a clip of something the other day. That was off someone else's podcast.
Don't be cheating on us.
I'm not saying who it is, so hopeful people, I'm up for it. But and he goes, it was about getting mad at your kids. And he goes, when you feel like you're about to snap up at them, and it's over something silly as well, it's just that you've had a long day, try to imagine you're 8 years old, you're on your deathbed, and you get the chance to go back just before you leave this world and do this moment, and this is the last bit you're going to have with them. And I was like, oh my God, that's actually really solid.
Yeah.
Like, do you know if you can pull yourself out of the situation and go, they're only small ones, or, you know, where, it might be your missus or your mate or whatever, if you're pissed off at them, I'm not going to get to do this again. And like, and it's that kind of thing, like, and I think that's what ultimately pisses me off about birthdays. It's like, they're important for the wrong fucking reasons.
They're just materialistic.
It's about stuff, and it's about, look at me, and it's just be with the people you like and chill out, like, give yourself a day off.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.